The Three Aspects of Meditative Absorption by Longchen Rubjal. The three aspects of meditative absorption are meditative absorption as a supreme application of the all-embracing seal, meditative absorption as a supreme state of natural abiding, and meditative absorption as a supreme innate state of immediacy. As for meditative absorption as a supreme application of the all-embracing seal, the ongoing flow of utter lucidity, timeless and omnipresent, is spontaneously present within this context, in which nothing is discarded or adopted. And so it is the most sublime, enlightened intent, the basic space of phenomena. This vast expanse, unwavering, indescribable, and equal to space, is timelessly and innately present in all beings. Awareness pervades all of samsara and nirvana. A natural meditative stability permeates awareness. So enlightened intent is present without interruption in all beings, although this is not realized. As the all-creating monarch states, the completely non-conceptual heart essence is neither hidden within the mind stream of anyone, nor deliberately evoked. It is naturally present at all times for those who seek enlightenment. As for the means to cultivate this meditative absorption, sit cross-legged, direct your gaze to the space in front of you, and rest in the essence of bare self-knowing awareness, vivid and striking, without thoughts proliferating and resolving in your consciousness. In this way, you apply the natural seal to all outer sensory appearances and inner mental stirring, so that your recognition of awareness does not fall under the sway of the duality of sense objects and mind. The Six Expanses states, those who wish to cultivate meditative absorption as a supreme application of the all-embracing seal should, in order to focus on the unchangeability that is the key point, take the sitting posture as their support and project their awareness into the vault of space. Likewise, with their eyes focused on the space in front, using the elephant's gaze, they rest without deliberate mindfulness in the supreme application of the all-embracing seal. It is not as though there is anything to renounce or accept by resting in awareness as a supreme application of the all-embracing seal. In fact, it is confused thinking to hold that there is. By bringing that confusion back to its natural state of rest, the expanse of the Vajra heart essence that is beyond being improved or harmed, you will certainly realize the non-dual state in which whether or not you are resting is irrelevant. The natural freedom of awareness states, in essence, true awareness is not awareness that entails plans or actions. Reification is the very cause of going astray. Meditative absorption as a supreme state of natural abiding is illustrated by four topics: view, meditation, conduct, and fruition, that transcend any schema of view, meditation, conduct, and fruition. As for the first topic, given the unchanging, spontaneously present nature of phenomena, if you look again and again with self-knowing awareness, free of any complicating conceptual framework, you will see that there is nothing to look at. Nothing to look at. This is the view of omnipresent awareness. In this case, you look without distraction to what has ultimate meaning, the essence of bare awareness in all its nakedness, beyond anything to look at or anyone to look. The all-creating monarch states, "Ah, the all-creating monarch, teacher of teachers, has proclaimed the ultimate meaning of unerring, enlightened intent. In the ultimate heart essence, beyond all exaggeration or underestimation, making an issue of whether or not there is meditation is like arguing with space. Not to waver from the ultimate meaning of realization is enlightened intent." It is not anything with substance or without substance. It is neither subject to nor beyond extremes. So do not confine yourself to the bias of whether or not there is meditation. If you realize the ultimate meaning of the view that cannot be cultivated in meditation, you realize that it is spontaneously present as the most majestic, uncontrived state of equalness. As for meditation, it does not involve meditating and is beyond it. The essence is naked awareness. The reverberation of sound states. As for how the characteristics of meditation manifest, it is characterized as empty, yet lucid awareness, its nature unadulterated by anything whatsoever. The extremes of dualistic perception are resolved, and the true nature of phenomena is pure in its very essence. Given the unconfused way in which this is perceived, along with the pure nature of causes and conditions, what is tangible or intangible is naturally pure. And so fixation on objects of the five senses is pure. The coarse elements are pure, and the unfolding vision is revealed through pure, timeless awareness. Therein lies the true nature in which phenomena resolve. The way to meditate is stated in the All-Creating Monarch. Since there is no duality of meditation and something to meditate on in the state of enlightenment, the true nature of phenomena that cannot be cultivated in meditation. There is meditation if one rests naturally, without deliberately meditating. As for conduct, it is a supreme lucid expanse, the true nature of phenomena, which is beyond any conduct to enact and anyone to enact it. Since the essence of awareness is free of plans and actions, regardless of what arises in that context, sensory appearances or states of mind, rest your body, speech, and mind in a relaxed way. the all-creating monarch states, "Ah, mind is the essence of what simply is. What simply is has never been contrived. This naturally occurring state is free of all causes and conditions. Rest your three avenues of body, speech, and mind in effortless relaxation." As for the fruition, it cannot be achieved, for it occurs timelessly. Bare awareness itself, naked and stable, is a spontaneously present fruition, Dharmakaya. The all-creating monarch states, "O courageous one, excellent Vajra, meditate on me. Since the ultimate meaning of their unborn total purity is evident, do not view sensory appearances as real. Do not try to do away with them. Since sensory appearances are naturally free and that they are unborn, do not meditate on them as empty. Freedom comes from realizing what simply is. I, the all-creating monarch, the teacher of teachers, have proclaimed that all phenomena, however they appear, are unborn and totally pure. Realize that this is the heart essence of how things are born. And since I reveal that the three kayas come from me, everyone acknowledges that mind itself is unborn. But while everyone strives to understand the significance of it having no independent nature, no one has yet realized that it is unborn. Therefore, other than coming to understand this transmission from the all-creating monarch and abiding in it without distraction, do not make an effort. Do not train your mind with antidotes. Do not focus on objects. Do not concentrate your mind with ordinary attention. since whatever occurs is the ultimate meaning of suchness, enter into the ultimate meaning of me, the all-creating one. Ah, the all-creating monarch, the teacher of teachers, has passed this transmission on to the retinue, uncontrived mind. You yogins who have realized that everything, without exception, is unborn. Do not strive through the 10 attributes. Given the nature of all creating awakened mind, consciousness does not function dualistically and so need not be renounced. Through your gaining mastery by realizing this and abiding in its ultimate meaning, it is spontaneously present as the enlightened intent of the all-creating monarch. Thus, meditative absorption, the supreme state of natural abiding, is beyond view, meditation, conduct, and fruition. The meaning of these four topics is subsumed within the single state of bare awareness, immaculate in all its nakedness. Thoughts about sensory appearances perceived outwardly do not proliferate in your mind, and since appearances that arise do not transcend being its natural adornment, there is an unobstructed quality of consciousness in which they vanish naturally, leaving no trace. Your mind does not think about its inner stirring. And since you understand that to be a continuous radiance, the dynamic energy of responsiveness, you experience the spaciously expansive quality of the limpid ocean of the naturally pristine state. You do not deliberately cultivate some state of equalness or non-duality that falls between these alternatives. And so you ensure that you do not stray from this most majestic abiding state of bare awareness. For it arises as meditative stability, whose abiding quality is one of settling naturally. The six avenues of consciousness are relaxed, unsullied by antidotes that involve efforts at reification. The six expanses states, meditative absorption is a naturally abiding state of resting imperturbably. The avenues of the senses are not blocked, and one does not engage in physical activity. Even sleep is not abandoned. There is none of the ordinary mind's analytical division. In brief, one's body and speech are in their natural state, and the stirring of one's conceptual consciousness is not lost to things outwardly. Moreover, the alert, analytical and conceptual consciousness does not stir in response to the objects of the six senses. Lucid yet non-conceptual meditative experience is born from the supreme non-conceptual realm of awareness's own manifestations. Concerning meditative absorption as a supreme innate state of immediacy. Within the state of equalness, there are no thoughts about sense objects and no reification of ordinary mind. So the occurrence of an involvement in hope and fear are pacified. abiding in the equalness of sense objects and mind, means that, as a matter of course, there is no straying from the expanse that is the true nature of phenomena. The meaning of the innate state of immediacy is that of awareness resting in the direct experience of its sense objects. To reiterate, there are two aspects to consider. The very essence of being, abiding as natural meditative stability, and recognition of the manifestations of its dynamic energy when they arise as sense objects in all their immediacy. The naturally settled state is the abiding aspect that occurs when you abide so that you are very present without any occurrence of or involvement in hope and fear. Since this is true meditative stability, you rest in it. Having directly identified that immaculate, wakeful state, you maintain its continuity. The Tantra Without Letters states, "There is no division between outer and inner, so lucidity is neither external nor internal, not entailing a specific point of view. It transcends both affirmation and denial." Since there is no view, there is nothing to be viewed. There is no straying from this ultimate meaning, so as a matter of course, there is no view. none of this exists, yet one abides within the context of it. And the all-creating monarch states, "Ah, in supreme bliss, just as it is, effortless. Do not make any effort with body, speech, or mind. Do not contrive or create constructs. Do not conceptualize. Do not be influenced by the characteristics of things. Rest in the ultimate experience of bliss, naturally occurring timeless awareness. This is the enlightened intent of naturally occurring utter lucidity. This is the active expression of the all-creating monarch's enlightened intent. When the dynamic energy of awareness seems to arise from the limpid clarity of awareness in direct response to sense objects, the relentless tendency of thoughts to proliferate in the mind is just the arousal of thoughts due to subtle energy. So let them go. There is an aspect of awareness in that quality, so identify that aspect very precisely. Then, when you just let the proliferating quality go where it will, it naturally vanishes. The all-creating monarch states, "Do not adopt postures, suppress your senses, or restrict your speech. for there is nothing to do or to seek. Moreover, let your mind go where it will and rest in an unwavering state. Ultimate reality, the meaning underlying everything, is unborn. With the awareness that concepts and characteristics are likewise unborn, not a single thought process stirring in the mind ever diverges from its unborn state. If one understands that there is meditation, regardless of what thoughts occur, then no matter what takes place, there is no distraction, even if one does not try to meditate. As for the key points here, having identified the essence of awareness, which you have elicited in all its nakedness, do not investigate the stirring or proliferating quality of thoughts. Do not try to look at their essence. And do not try to settle naturally. These are extremely important, the key points crucial to Trekcho. If you don't understand this, you will become lost, either by compounding the confusion of thoughts themselves, by using antidotes in a haphazard process of renunciation, by settling in dualistic perception, or by remaining in an ordinary state. It can be shown that neither of these two contexts, natural abiding or natural arising, is better or worse than the other. To take an example, still water and water that moves in waves are neither better nor worse than one another, for both are equally water. Similarly, neither of the two contexts of awareness, as it abides in its natural place of rest, or as it arises, is better or worse than the other. Because in neither is there any straying from awareness itself. Only the mere fact that awareness is either abiding or arising. The Vajra Pavilion states, as long as thoughts proliferate in the ordinary mind, there is the very embodiment of the protector. Are water and waves different from one another? In the same way, all things, the tangible and the intangible, Buddhas and ordinary beings, relative reality and ultimate reality, flaws and positive qualities, are equal in that they are all unborn within the basic space of awareness. They are equal in that they simply manifest continuously, and they are equal in that, even as they manifest, they are non-existent, being clearly apparent expressions of emptiness. This is similar to the fact but while you can distinguish among directions, above, below, cardinal, intermediate, they are equal in the realm of space. Therefore, since there is no distinction of better or worse when things initially arise, do not accept or reject them. Since things are equal in the interim, let them remain in the naturally peaceful state. And since they are equal in the final outcome, given that they are freed by vanishing naturally, do not try to anticipate or follow after them. The all-creating monarch demonstrates that you should not settle deliberately or focus on any frame of reference. The unborn nature of everything without exception is completely pure meditative absorption. Whether one is meditating or not does not depend on circumstances. What one meditates on is all phenomena, however they manifest. If one rests in the natural state without seeking anything, without any specific method concerning how or when to rest, that is meditation. Now, the ultimate meaning of the preceding points can be summarized as a supreme state of equalness, that is the true nature of phenomena. Within this state of awareness, like space, the entire display in all its variety arises naturally through an open avenue by which the dynamic energy of responsiveness expresses itself. Things manifest in such a way that they appear to be better or worse, higher or lower, as the five emotional poisons and other aspects of samsara, timeless awareness and other aspects of nirvana, and spiritual approaches. They are all pure in that their very essence is that of the dream state. So in actuality, nothing is better or worse than anything else. Nothing is to be accepted or rejected. Within the vast palace of the basic space of phenomena, everything is subsumed within a single unborn state of equalness and perfection. This is similar to the fact that the sun, the moon, planets and stars are subsumed within the realm of space. The natural freedom of awareness states, just as, for example, the sun and moon are subsumed within the realm of empty space, so the myriad display of timeless awareness is subsumed within the spacious palace of phenomena. Awareness, timeless awareness as emptiness, is subsumed within the spacious expanse of ultimate reality. Let me reiterate more concisely what it is to directly determine in your immediate experience the equal significance of natural abiding and natural arising. Train in this, as is stated in the six expanses. In meditative absorption as a supreme, innate state of immediacy, one's body is, as it were, completely ordinary. One's speech is free of spoken words. And one's mind is not tightly bound.